Welcome to Weekly Roundup for hot topics from the past week. Follow what's happening in the world around you without leaving your daily activities. From the economic side, this past week we have been hearing a lot about the lack of buying power in Indonesia, even though Indonesia records a 5.01% economic growth in the second term of 2017, our consumer buying power stays at 4.94%. This number didn't even budge much during Eid, when traditionally we have consistently record spikes in consumerism. This year, the consumption only rose to 4.95%, or really, really insignificant. This unfortunate trend, unfortunate for many industry sectors, is because the middle-lower class simply have no more funds to spend, and the middle-upper class is feeling insecure with the current global and national situation, that many chose to limit their spending and save their money instead. More on this in the economic section. On the current offense, we have a man burned alive in Bekasi because he allegedly stole an amplifier from the local mosque. Did he really? The police is currently still investigating the case, but the more important question to this story is really, did he really deserve to be burned? Why did this happen? Why did the people decide to take the law into their own hands? Many differing opinions out there, and here at the Weekly Roundup, we will talk about the issue from the legal perspective. But it's not all gloomy out there. On a lighter note, we have news on a new place to be productive. It's not your regular pretentious place, where you will be judged based on your coffee orders. Located in the Google Lounge on the second floor of Di Menara, you can find Perguruan Kopi. Behind this project is the boys from ABCD Coffee, but this time around they said, here is where your ideas come first. Coffee is just the lubricant. Try it out! Now in the theater we have Dunkirk, a movie on the Dunkirk battle during the World War II. This movie received many international accolades and is sure to keep you on the edge of your seat. From the national side, we have A Story of Banda. Directed by Jay Subiakto, it tells the story of the spice trade in Banda during our colonialism years. Going all the way back in time in the theaters this week with very different visual approach. We'd like to hear what you think, so make sure to leave a comment on our website. Things to watch out for this week. Independence Day is coming up, so check out the promos from your local eateries or shops or coffee shops, and make sure to participate in your local Independence Day celebration. Traffic-wise, be ready for some festivities on the street, so wear your patience and biggest smiles. Have a great week. Hate your Monday not, because this is Weekly Roundup, and we'll be back next week.